Let's go.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. How's everyone doing?
I'm great.
Team?
Super.
Easton
gave a thumbs up. You don't have a mic.
Oh, I don't know if I'm as happy as you guys are.
Well,
it's just Monday. It's a beautiful day. The sun's out.
Start of a week.
I'm alive.
Becca's feeling better.
Yeah, I had a rough morning. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
I just woke up. I never have coffee.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I ate vegetables last night. I never have vegetables.
Wow.
And then I woke up and I had coffee and my stomach is not responding well to the health and caffeine.
What is this? What are these green
what
things?
Is foreign objects?
My body's like rejecting the vegetables. It's like, no, get that out of here. We want fast food. But I don't know. I mean, I feel I'm here, so.
Were you sick as well? Because Tanya didn't want you spraying something of hers in your mouth because you've been sick.
Okay. What is it? B vitamin?
Yeah, it's B vitamin.
And you spray it under your tongue, but you don't put it in your mouth. You spray it from a distance into your mouth.
I would like to preface this by saying Becca had told me that she wasn't feeling well. You did say you had the sniffles.
I have the sniffles. I think it's allergies.
So me being a responsible adult.
No,
that doesn't want to get sick.
Being a hypochondriac.
And that too.
Fine line.
I don't want to get sick, so I just got freaked out when she started pulling my thing into close proximity of her tongue.
It's not a lollipop. It's like a breath spray.
Yeah, and I didn't even get close to putting it in my mouth, and I just asked you to spray it, and you sprayed it all over my chin. So I needed to do it myself to make sure I got the benefits.
I have a beef with people that think the sniffles when they say it's allergies, because it's like you have a cold, you're totally contagious. When you say it's allergies, that's not true. And you're passing that weird germ.
Same thing with people who say they got food poisoning when really they probably have a stomach bug that they're going to infect you with. Oh, no, it's just food poisoning. No, it's not.
Yeah, that person is Becca Tilley right now. If I wake up with the sniffles tomorrow and call out sick, I blame you, Mark.
Me? Yeah. Okay, I was not part of that at all, but okay.
You were a part of it because you were like, calm down.
What's done is done. What's
done is
done.
Throw that away before I use it again.
Can I have it? I feel like that's good.
I know.
Don't throw it away. Give it to me. I don't mind germs. Germs build your immune system, actually. Yeah. I hope I'm not one of those moms who's like just OCD and doesn't let their child touch anything.
I'm scared I'm going to be one of those moms.
I know. I think
like,
you will too.
Yeah.
I think maybe by the second one. You'll be like more chill, calm. I think that happens.
Like I see my nephew drop something on the floor and put it in his mouth and I'm like,
Yeah, you're not going to get sick though from floor, you know?
Immune system.
Do you get anything from floor?
No one else is licking the floor, you know? It's dirt. It's going to build your immune system.
Yeah. It's dirt. No germs.
Dirt. When I was a kid, we never washed our hands before dinner, ever.
Okay.
I will say my one thing that I would say, because I know people get offended about the OCD term, but I'm a little bit OCD about washing my hands. Like if I touch anything, if I touch, like when I do my laundry and have to touch the quarters, I freak out about getting back to the sink so I can wash my hands.
Totally with you.
It grosses me out.
When I touch shoes, like when you put your shoes away in the closet, immediately I have to go wash
them. If I'm doing anything touching my face, every single step I'm washing my hands. My hands are so dry all the time. And I hate putting lotion on my hands. So I'm in a bad spot with my...
Why do you hate lotion?
I don't like that feeling of like, you know?
What? Yeah.
And also, I think your immune system is what your immune system is. I think when you're a kid, it's being developed, but I think you're kind of stuck with whatever you have.
I mean, mine's probably just the worst ever because I eat vegetables once a month and, you know?
What vegetables did you have?
Zucchini and squash and brown rice.
Wow.
I had a healthy dinner.
From where?
Ralph's?
Oh.
I made it.
I texted you last night and said, what are you doing? You never responded. So.
I know. Ooh.
How did that make you feel, Tanya?
Actually, it was okay. I was really tired last night. So
Normally, if I don't respond, there will definitely be follow-ups, and I didn't get one. So I was like, yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
But I've literally answered every FaceTime. She's called me. Like,
Oh, yeah. So I was at Ralph's in Long Beach over the weekend for this Kiss FM event, and a lot of scrubbing in listeners came. And one of them was like, talking about how she's the me and her best friend's the you and whatever. And she's like, I'm so excited. And I was like, let's FaceTime Becca. And then she had the best reaction. She goes, we'll see if she answers your FaceTime. I was like, oh my God, you are loyal. I love it.
I answered and I was still in bed and I was like, as she was calling, because I had seen her Instagram story, I knew she was somewhere in public. And I was like, this is risky because she might be with someone who wants to like say hey. And she was.
Yeah.
But
and it was so cute. She was so happy that you answered.
Oh, yeah. It was. You saw like quite a few. They like posted on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Somebody came with like Meredith Grey's My Spirit Animal shirt.
I know. What's I saw that.
Tanya, when you have a boyfriend, are you the same way with them as you are with Becca? Like, what happens if they text you back or answer your call? You're going to be like that woman. Did you guys hear about that woman?
It's been so long since I've had a boyfriend. I don't even know.
Did you hear about the woman?
No.
She went on a date and she sent him 65.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
65,000 texts.
Yeah. Tony, I was going to ask, when you were in a relationship, were you very like, where are you? Why aren't you answering me? Do you still love me?
Yeah. The do you still love me gets tossed around a lot.
Yeah, I knew. I think I've
That's not
seen...
just a you thing. I ask other people that, too.
Right, right.
Like, if I don't hear from, like, Paulina for 2 days, I'm like, do you still love me? Or, like, what's
Well, happening? Mine's, like, hours, but, you know, but you don't hear from me in hours.
Well, let's talk about Thursday night, because Thursday night was interesting.
Yeah.
If my understanding is you had plans to hang out and watch Grey's, and you started to teeter because a better deal came along. This is how it was presented to me.
Well, of course, because you heard it from Tanya.
I did.
So we went on a walk on Wednesday night. And as we were separating, like parting for her to go one way and me to go the other way, she's like, can we watch Grey's tomorrow? And we'll watch it and we'll wear scrubs. And I was just like, yeah, we'll watch it tomorrow. Like, it wasn't like this.
But what is it? That's making plans.
I know. It was making a plan. But then my friends wrote me, and my one friend is just, she actually left today to move to New York for 6 weeks. And there was a Celine Dion night at this piano bar. And I love Celine Dion. And I was like, this is my last time that I'm going to be able to see my friend, because it was like her sister's wedding. You know, it was like she was busy. And so I was like, okay, we can watch Grey's Anatomy tomorrow and we don't have to wait for commercials or anything. She can come over and watch it with me then. So she just wrote me and said something about that night. And I was like, oh, the plans might change. It wasn't like I was going to try and watch it without her or anything like that.
That's what's called, it's called bigger, better deal. So we had plans to watch Grey's. You got a bigger, better offer to go do something.
It wasn't
funner.
Necessarily bigger or better or funner. It was just that it was going to be like my last time to hang out with Britt. And I knew I have you the next
whenever
day, the next
you want.
Day.
Not great.
No, it's not great. But the Britt thing does complicate the situation.
Not really.
It does. If she's leaving, if friend's leaving for 6 weeks.
But guess what ended up happening?
What happened?
We watched together.
We sat on the couch and watched Grey's Anatomy together.
But I was begrudged the first 10 minutes.
I know.
What happened to Celine Dion karaoke?
We all kind of just were like tired and didn't feel, you know, it just fell apart, which whatever. But yeah, she was very bitter with me towards.
Just for the first 10 minutes. And then I'm like, are
you? But she came. She lived up to the plans. You shouldn't punish her for that.
It was just 10 minutes. It was a quick punishment.
I'm like, are you mad at me? Are we going to sit and watch the whole time with you pouting? Or can we move on from this?
No, but let's talk about that episode.
Yeah, let's talk about Grey's. You start.
I cried at three different moments.
Do you remember the moments?
Yes, I do.
Spoiler, everybody. I hope you've seen Grey's Anatomy by now.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, but a lot of people are still like catching up on season, so take a break for a sec.
Moment number one.
When they found, when it was her, like right when everybody saw that it was her, and Meredith said she's not gray or she's not dead until she's blue or whatever.
No, till she's warm and dead.
She's not dead until she's warm and dead. The same thing Weber said about Meredith when she went in the ocean.
Full circle.
So many seasons ago.
Yeah. I think that's when I started the tears.
I don't remember. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. And then the second one.
When was the second one?
When Meredith broke down and started crying.
Oh, yeah. When
that
Meredith,
was abrupt. When that Meredith, was out of nowhere.
When Meredith told Alex, I was like, oh.
So she turns around and looks at me, and I'm like dying laughing. Because it was so abrupt, and it was so intense that I don't know if I got overwhelmed or what happened, but she was crying too. And she looked back and she was like, you are sick. And I'm like,
because she's laughing.
It was funny.
Well, Tanya's reaction was funny or Meredith's
both. Sometimes the acting's a little dicey for me lately where I'm like, it's not as like feelings. There were moments in this episode that I have felt more than I think I've maybe ever felt on the show. But that one was not one of them.
It was a great episode. Okay, yes, number three.
And then number three, when they were all praying for her, when they were like, April would want us to pray for her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
My.
When Jackson was like begging for her, that's when I was like,
maybe it was four times.
My soul was like affected by that scene. I think, and I won't go, I can't really. I think when you've been through something where your faith has been challenged or anything like that, that scene was so powerful to me because it was like him begging, like, please, like, I'll do anything.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know. There,
what happened
like
to her? Because the pictures are all out all over the internet and I'm behind. So just tell me, what happened to her?
Spoiler alert. They got in an accident.
She
and Matthew were driving.
And she
was calling 911.
Yeah, was calling 911 and slipped and fell down like a cliff and was like in the ravine or whatever.
And she was hypothermic Matthew. Or something.
Oh, the one, remember she was engaged and then she left him at the altar for Jackson.
And then his wife died.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So they're like, they had been seeing each other. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So he's going to lose another. Did
well,
she
no.
not?
No.
April
so,
made it. He
so
made
this
it.
Was my only. Well, I have two problems with the episode.
I'm with you.
Okay. I think we agree. I was a little bit thrown off by the Nicole Herman storyline being thrown in and like switching from April's situation to that.
Yeah, I was like, can she go away? Like, are you kidding?
There was just something that I was like, I don't need her in this episode.
Right. Can we
like
get back to the
action?
Could
have done another storyline.
Yeah.
I don't know whose because I, Amelia. Oh, no. That is my other. The Amelia Owen with the
drug
young
addict.
Girl.
It's not going how I hoped it would go.
No.
The girl that plays the drug addict. No.
Becca has issues with her. I have issues with the whole storyline.
Yeah,
like,
it's just all so bad. But anyways. And then. What was the other thing? Why did
Shonda's
they drag
like
that?
Soft now?
Yeah, Shonda's like gone soft on us. Normally in the past, she would have let that storyline drag out. We don't know if April's going to live
or
not.
Die.
Oh, for like weeks at a time.
Yeah. Or at least for till the finale. And she just gave it to us
and
right
April's
there.
And April's back alive, just like chipper as always.
Like wedding
like,
planning
sorry,
next episode.
What?
Well, oh, I didn't see the preview for next week. Is it ever? She's fine.
Yeah.
She's walking around like nothing
like
ever happened.
She's like the wedding planner.
She
Joe
marrying the EMT?
Well, they're seeing each other, so.
Joe and Karev are getting married and April's planning it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Tanya told me she's very worried about the finale.
I am extremely.
That it's
going to
be like corny and
corny
stuff.
Cheese ball. It looks
Alex
so
and Joe
cheesy.
Get locked in like a shed
and
or
they're
something.
All like, oh, whoa. I'm so upset because I was crying so much the last episode. I was like, wow, this is Grace.
It felt like old Grace.
Yeah.
It,
and then all of a sudden, April is like a happy camper and there are cheesy, cheesy wedding things happening. I was
I'm
like,
feeling really weird from that spray.
Like energy?
I'm like dizzy right now. I feel like dizzy and like I'm hot.
Have you eaten today?
No.
Oh,
what was in the spray?
It's just B vitamin. Just B vitamin.
Tanya.
But you need to eat food.
I'm like clammy.
It could have had an antihistamine or something. In
no,
it.
It's just a B vitamin.
Oh.
I wouldn't just touch
just hit me.
Her stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I sprayed a lot because I think she had some that went in my mouth and then I took it and put more in there. So, wow, I'm on a B vitamin high.
You guys both seem a little drunk. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Oh. But anyways, all in all, I was very happy with the episode. It was the first time in a long time where I felt something so deeply watching the show.
I agree.
But we are stopping short of saying that Grace is back because we're still worried about next week.
I'm worried about the finale.
I had a Grace sighting yesterday. Isn't that fantastic?
A Grace sighting?
A Grace sighting.
Who?
I was at the counter in Studio City, Laurel Canyon and Ventura, and in walks Jason George, our old friend from episode 2 of Scrubbing In. I didn't say hi because he was across the restaurant. It would have been awkward, but I would have dropped your names if I had. But there was Dr. Ben Warren.
I love him.
Looking great.
Yeah.
Leather jacket, nice. Jeans, just looking how you want him to look.
He was episode 1.
Was he really?
He was
he
our
pilot?
Official episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had the teasers.
So awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome.
That's why I almost had Ty, because I know he's the nicest guy, but I didn't want to bother him. You know, he's just picking up a bird.
Did Station 19 get renewed?
Yeah, it got renewed.
Speaking of, I have been meaning to ask you this. What happened with Dexter? Like, did you finish it? Did you give up on it?
Spoiler alert, after Rita died, I like couldn't. I was just like devastated. It made me feel like sick. Like, I thought about it so much that, and then I tried to start the next season and I just kept, I couldn't get into it again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I never finished it. I was so invested in that too. Like I wasn't leaving my couch. I like was saying no to everything.
Well, you know what comes back on Friday?
What?
13 Reasons Why.
Mm. Oh, that one. That yeah, I watched that in a full day too.
And what are you doing Saturday morning at 5 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, we already talked about this.
You don't want to watch it with me? What?
The Royal Wedding at 5 a.m.?
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I think you're on your own, Tanya.
Okay, cool.
The last Royal Wedding we all watched together because it was on a weekday. So we always came in because we have to be here at 5 anyway or 4:30 for work. So we came in like 2 that day in our pajamas to watch it. But it's on a Saturday. I will be asleep. Sorry.
So you're going to set an alarm and get up on a Saturday?
Hells yeah. I'm going to watch it with tea and crumpets and the whole thing.
It means that much to you? To watch
you guys,
like
this is a royal wedding. This is like the closest thing we have to like make believe.
But this isn't the royal wedding. This is the royal wedding's sibling who will never be royal. He'll never be king.
This is a royal wedding. This is a royal wedding. No, honey, he's 100% royal.
It is a royal wedding. Yeah. It's not the royal wedding. Like it's, Charles and Diana.
I'm not saying it's the royal wedding. I'm saying it's a royal
Fergie
wedding.
Fergie and Andrew. That's what we're watching. Fergie and Andrew.
Yeah, with the common Americaner. Is that a word?
Americaner? I don't think Americaner.
She is American, which does give it more life.
She grew up in Hollywood. Like she grew up 10 minutes from here.
Totally.
She was a deal or no deal girl. Like
I'm
that's the
so
best part
into
about
this.
Her.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, I'm, hey, 5 p.m., maybe you have me interested.
Right.
5 a.m., not a chance.
So
okay. I don't
why
know
don't
if there's
record
anything.
Record it and then have tea and crumpets with Beck at like 11 when she wakes up.
We could watch the highlights.
The highlights. Okay. I don't have a recorder. I don't have cable. How am I going to watch it?
I don't have cable. Yeah, I was just going to say, how are you going to watch it?
That's going to be sad at 4:30 in the morning.
She's
Saturday, like, hey.
She's like trying to live stream it anywhere she can find it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's live stream.
Yeah.
I want to talk about switching topics.
Yeah.
Skincare.
Oh.
Oh, I have a really funny story following this.
Tell me about it. Do you see the pimple on my chin?
You must not be using your BioClarity. Must have skipped a day. BioClarity, we talk about all the time. It is a 3-step skincare system.
Mm-hmm. BioClarity, they now offer 2 skincare routines, which is awesome because it used to just be that one, but now there's one that's for the clear skin routine, which is the cleanse, treat, restore. And then there's the essentials routine, which is the cleanse, restore, hydrate. So it's for different types of skin.
Yeah. So if you want something that's just for, if you have great skin and you're just maintenance and keeping up with it, you want the essentials routine. If you need some help in clearing your skin, they have the clear skin routine.
Yeah.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. So the clear skin routine is good for oily people that are fighting acne, blemish prone skin. And then the essentials just for people who need more hydration, lightweight, breathable moisture.
Yeah. So the,
I would choose the essentials routine because I'm not prone to having acne.
See, I'm kind of both. Like, I'm a little bit prone, but I also feel
time
like
of
I'm,
the month.
Yeah.
So you can get both and switch off.
Switch them out. BioClarity products are loaded with nourishing plant extracts and Floralux. Floralux is the clever form of chlorophyll, and it's proven to soothe away blemishes and redness and any splotchiness that you have.
Yeah, and has antioxidants, healing, and anti-inflammatory properties that feed your skin from the outside in.
It's basically, it's like having a green juice for your face.
Exactly. So BioClarity is delivered straight to you, and it's easy to use, a 3-step skincare routine that's 100% vegan plus gluten and cruelty-free.
Yeah. So if you want to start a healthy routine and get clear skin, go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's $20 savings, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back
guarantee.
But you have to use our code Becca. That's bioclarity.com and use code Becca. Becca. So I went to a Korean spa for the first time this weekend.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh my God, I know where this is going.
Okay.
Wait, what?
So have you never been to a Korean spa?
No.
Okay. So I guess they're called Wee spas. Someone said that's what they're called.
Is where my head is going? Is it going the right
I'm
place?
I'm sure.
Oh my God.
So my friend Allie texts me and she's like, hey, do you want to go to a spa today? We had gone out the night before, had a few drinks. I was like, spa sounds great. So she sends me the link for it and it's called like Beverly Hot Springs. And I'm like, oh, this sounds so relaxing. Hot Springs, like all for it. So we're going, get there, check in. I'm kind of like, this isn't as like fancy or nice as I had hoped, but we'll see once we get in. So we walk in and I'm like, I'm pretty modest. Like, I'm not someone who like won't change in front of friends or like whatever if I feel comfortable. But I also am not all about walking around fully nude. So we're both like, let's put our, you're not
super nude.
Yeah. Like, Tanya doesn't care at all.
No, I thrive in my nudité.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to put my swimsuit on because there's a ton of people here walking around and I feel better in a swimsuit. So as we're getting ready, these two ladies are like, Allie. And Allie's looking around. She's like, me? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, come on. And so like, just start. They like walk out and leave us. And we're like, what, are we supposed to follow them? Like, what do we do? So we go and they take us back. We're getting like a full body scrub. And they have these different rooms that are just separated by like curtains.
Okay.
And they're like, swimsuit off, get laid down on the table. I'm like, wait, what? They're like, swimsuit off, lay down on the table, face up. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like walking by and there's like these naked women just like on the table, fully exposed. She scrubs every part of my body. I felt like I was like a Thanksgiving turkey being prepped. And it wasn't gentle or relaxing. It was like, you know, like a mom bathing a child aggressively. And then she'd be like, turn over. And it was like, not like, okay, now turn over and lay down. It was very like turn over. She scrubbed everything.
Okay.
She goes, go into the hot tub, come back in 3 minutes. So I'm like,
that sounds like very like militant.
Yeah. So I go out and there's women in the hot tub area. So I go back and I'm like, I'm going to put my swimsuit on. She's like, no, go. Like, won't give me my swimsuit.
No.
So I have to go.
That sounds amazing. Just fully naked.
And Allie comes out and we have the giggle so bad that it's like embarrassing. It was, I have never been more uncomfortable in my entire life.
What you did sounds very pleasant to me.
No.
Getting a nice scrub, going and walking around, getting the hot spring.
Oh, I mean, we were the only two people who were uncomfortable in our like nudity there. Everyone else was just walking around.
A male side, a female side?
Ours was just females, yeah. But it was definitely like people, no cares in the world. All ages.
Was it better than the mud bath we took together?
That was sick. Different. Similar, but different.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Did you enjoy it on any, like, let's say it was just you and Allie and no other people around. Would you have enjoyed it in that sense? Like, was it a good, after you left there feeling refreshed or scrubbed?
I was like in pain a little bit. Like, my skin felt raw. Oh. It was a milk bath. So she like bathed me in milk.
Wow.
Literally, I looked down because my eyes were closed the whole time. And I looked down, I'm covered in milk. And she was massaging me and it hurt so bad. And like, I would kind of like flinch, like ease up a little bit. She didn't. Elbows. Yeah. Forearms.
Wow.
I'm lactose intolerant. I could never.
Yeah. I think I'm lactose intolerant. And she like was like on your face, poured it in. And I like was supposed to, it was just.
Oh, this sounds super awful.
I went to a spa this weekend too for Mother's Day and had quite sweating. The opposite experience.
Yeah, you went to like a freaking luxury spa. That was not, I thought that's what I was going to, but it was not. I'm hot. That stuff. I don't know if it's like rethinking about that day for me or what.
Well, I have Lauren on the line.
I'm ready to talk to Lauren.
Lauren was on Facebook. I'll let her tell us a story, but to me, this was like, this is the power of our Facebook group, your Facebook group, that this has been put together. It's such a wonderful community.
It's our Facebook, which is so awesome.
I was so touched by Lauren's story because now the Facebook group is like changing lives.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you guys?
We're good. Hey. You got the whole squad here.
Oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
Well, it's so crazy what happened, what you posted. It was one of those moments, because I don't know if you've listened when we talk about how I always feel like I miss posts, like I'll just see them scattered around, but Mark and Tanya will bring one up that I haven't seen or anything. But I saw this one, and I got so happy because it was, aside from everything just being so encouraging and people meeting up and making friends, you kind of took it to another level.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. I'm glad I could do that.
Yeah. Wait,
so what happened? You guys.
Yeah. So tell everyone the story in case they didn't see.
Yeah. So I posted a couple months ago just asking for advice. I was telling a flight attendant, you know, that my dream job and asked if anyone had any advice. And Lauren reached out to me and said that her mom was a recruiter for an airline that I applied to. So she put me in contact with her mom, and her mom was extremely helpful and gave me really great advice. And it was really just a familiar face for the interview. And I ended up getting the job, and I started training today.
That's amazing. So awesome.
How did training go?
Yeah. Good. We're just getting started, but it's really overwhelming.
You said it's your dream job. Is it everything you hoped it would be so far? I know it's early.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to see where it goes. I've been at a desk job, so it's going to be a complete 180, but I'm really excited.
Oh, Lauren, that's so awesome.
I know. I'm so excited for you. I mean, it's so nice to have like a big change like that, and especially for it to happen the way it did.
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for what you've done with the podcast. I know it's really helped me, and it's helped a lot of other people too. It's really great.
That's a God thing right there.
Yeah.
It really is.
And shout out to Lauren Miner, who is the woman that hooked her up.
Yeah, Lauren and her mom are seriously the nicest people I've ever met.
So do y'all live in the same area, or was it just...
So she lives in Dallas, and I live in Oklahoma City. So it's about 30 hours.
Yeah. God, it's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to get lunch while I'm down here for training.
Oh, my God.
So, it also
so cute.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing the story, because it could have been something that y'all just, you know, kept to yourselves and everything.
And post a picture. Did you post a picture in your flight attendant outfit? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll post it after training.
Okay, cool.
And a picture of y'all when y'all meet up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us today and telling everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Mark's like, bye.
Yeah, bye.
There's so much on that Facebook page. Like, Jordan lives in Seattle and she wanted a date with a doctor. Like, how cool is that?
I know. I saw that one.
She's living the life.
She's like Meredith in real life.
She said she knows how to push two of Epi, and he said that's way too much Epi to give somebody. But there was a push two of Epi on Thursday night.
Yeah.
For April.
April needed a lot.
She might have needed
and
three.
She needed, her prayers.
She needed prayers and Epi.
And Epi.
And then this one I wanted to mention, a woman on the Facebook page needs advice. She always uses dating apps, but she always stops the conversation before they meet up because she has a fear of it being a serial killer. Okay, natural. But she met a very, very cute guy, and they're texting back and forth. And the problem is she always puts the best version of herself on Instagram. She's an actress and a model, so her photos are touched up, and she feels like her life seems more exciting than it really is. And she's nervous that when he meets her in person, he's going to be disappointed. She's not going to live up to the life or the pictures that she puts out there. She says, thank you for reading this. If you have a similar experience, how did it go? Like, do you ever worry about that? Like, you, like Becca especially, you have some very glamorous photos out there.
Yeah.
Tanya.
Not so much.
Well, yeah, you do, though. Okay. You do. I mean, you have some professional photos taken. Do you ever worry about that when you meet somebody, it's not going to be what you've put out there?
I feel like on my story, I put a lot out there of like me in my real life and
in your
glamorous
habitat.
At all. So I feel like my personality is way better in person than it is like in a picture anyway. You know, like I feel like meeting me in person, even if you're like, oh, she's maybe prettier in her photo, it's like, oh, she's fun. She's more fun than how that photo
just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
I agree.
Or just like more, you can get more from someone talking to them than you do looking at a professionally
done photo. I get what she's saying. I totally understand what she's saying because I think that is a thought that like a lot of people have. Like sometimes when I'm on dating apps and you put like your best photos on the dating app and then you're like, shoot, when I meet him, is he going to be like, well, where's this girl? Picture number three, you know? So I think it is like a common thing that does go through your head, but...
So what's your advice for her?
I think
you're overthinking it. You're way in your head. I think take that thought. Okay. Say it out loud. Put it in a nice little box. Roll it up in a little bow and put it away.
And I was going to say, I think everyone feels that way. Like even he probably feels that way. He probably has his best photos on the app too.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like no matter how, I just had this conversation yesterday with a friend. No matter how attractive or how attracted I am to someone physically, if I meet them and there's not something there in a personality, chemistry. I don't care what they look like.
Same.
Yeah. Not even, I mean, chemistry is like necessary, but just being able to have like a good conversation and being able to feel comfortable, I think that's so much more important than like looking at a attractive face.
Yeah.
So go with Becca's point of view. and know that your personality is going to absolutely cause them to fall head over heels for you.
Yeah. Yeah. The personality is key.
I say speak your insecurity, literally speak it out, put it in a box, tie the box up with a ribbon, and place it under your bed. Doesn't serve you.
There you go.
I'm very like tangible. I like
doing
tangible
things. Yeah, with like your how you think of a memory and what you wore before you give it away.
Yeah, say it out loud. Yeah. Speak it out loud, and then I'm ready to part with it.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
There it is, Mark says. I want to talk about one of our new sponsors on the show. It's Hubble, mm-hmm. and it is a company for contact lenses.
Yes. So the magic in these is you basically get every single day you get a new pair of lenses. So it's 60 contacts for $30. So that's basically a dollar a day.
Which is that? I don't wear contacts, but...
Easton wears contacts. Is that expensive?
A dollar a day?
Right. That's cheap.
No, it's really cheap. Yeah, it's insanely cheap. Let me tell you something. Let me lay it down for you. Your boy's been wearing contacts since ninth grade. I was not going into high school with glasses.
Yeah.
I'm of an advanced age now, so I have experience with contacts. And I was wearing the ones where you have to change them every 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. oh my God, what a pain. They get dirty. They get screwed up. The daily ones that Hubble sells is such a better deal. First of all, it's cheaper. And also, like, I don't know if it's just me, if other contact people out there want to weigh in on this. The idea of like taking them out and putting them in a thing.
You know what? I have so that same thought. I'm like, I wouldn't want to like put something in my eye, take it out overnight, leave it in some weird gel, and then put that back with my finger in my eye. It sounds so like not hygienic.
It's really cathartic to just pull it out and then flick it into the trash. Like, gone. Today's over. We're starting a new day tomorrow.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy that. If I wore contacts, I think I would want new ones every day.
It's like new eyes every day.
Exactly. And
fresh eyes.
Fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm. Fresh eyes. And other contact companies, I've spent like $500 for like a box for like a month. Like, I swear to God, it's insane. It's so expensive.
What? Okay, so this is amazing.
This is an incredible deal. Yeah. Incredible.
Oh, there you go. So, I mean, from a source himself?
From the source himself.
Yeah.
From the monkey.
From the monkey's mouth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that the same? What is it?
No.
Its mouth?
It would be straight from the horse's mouth if I was a Hubble employee.
I was going to say, nothing about that made sense, but I am high on B vitamins right now. So. But wait, I want to talk about some of the other benefits of Hubble. They sell directly to you, so they can offer contacts for half the price. They can send you to an optometrist if you don't have a prescription.
Right.
Which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to overpay. You're not overwearing. I know some friends really push it to the limit on how long they'll wear their contacts.
It's gross.
Yeah. I don't want to be judgmental because I don't wear them, but I'm kind of like, it's gross.
Yeah. Just go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. So that's 15 pairs of lenses for F-R-E-E.
So go to HubbleContacts.com, get 20/20 vision for half the price. Make sure to select our show at checkout. It's listed as Becca Tilly, not scrubbing in. It's listed in a drop box as Becca, or drop, what's it called?
Drop down.
Drop down. Drop down menu as Becca Tilly. That's H-U-B-B-L-E contacts.com. And select the show, last name Tilly, first name Becca.
I like how you did that.
Yeah,
thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
yeah.
you very much. So many emails. Oh, my goodness gracious. Taylor Wait. In Tennessee. What?
Mm-hmm. I pulled out some that... Okay.
Is she one of them you wanted to read?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. She says she's literally sitting in the parking lot of the gym thinking about a comment a guy made to her on Saturday night. She was at a Cinco de Mayo party, and a guy who had been flirting with me pretty hardcore made a comment that pretty much shattered me. It's Tuesday now, and I still cry if I think about it.
Oh, my God.
He had been telling me how gorgeous he thought I was and how my personality was just as great. And then he said, you know you have a weight problem, right?
First of all,
being a tad intoxicated and completely off guard, I said, I'm aware I'm fat. He replied, you're gorgeous, but you'd be even prettier. And I cut him off and I told him to not even finish that sentence. Even though he didn't finish the sentence, it cut me and I cried. Why do you guys think they can say that? How do you shake something like that off? He continued to tell me how I needed to find a guy in his 30s who wouldn't be so caught up with appearances, but would see my personality. He thought he was doing me a favor, but I can't shake it. Any advice? By the way, love you all. Look forward to y'all's realness every single week. Also, dreading Thursday's episode of Grays. This is, she wrote this before the April episode aired. Mm-hmm. So, this is tough.
Oh, I'm My blood's boiling.
Oh, so I'm completely like disregarding her issue right now, and I want to find this man. How do we find this man and like publicly like
humiliate him?
Because
you know she's not the first person he's done a routine like this.
Oh, but I didn't even know. I didn't even know that guys did that in real life.
If somebody said that, literally, if somebody said that to me, I would slap them so hard across the face.
I'm glad she was like cut him off and was like, "Don't even finish that sentence."
Taylor, I'm surprised you didn't smack him.
Yeah.
That's wow. So rude and unexpected. Like, I can't.
Can I? This happened to me once. I just thought of it, actually.
Wait, what?
I was eighth or ninth grade, and I was pudgy. And Kathleen was her name. And I'm actually pretty good friends with her to this day. She's actually a very nice person. But she said to me something like, if you lost a few pounds, we really, you know, we could, I don't know what she said. But I was like, woof, okay, I've really got to get it together. I went home that night, like I was like jogging in the living room, like I was sleeping with my clothes on to sweat off pounds, like I became obsessive about it.
Do you think people ever say stuff like that actually from a good place, not from a being a jerk place?
I think if somebody was a very close friend of mine and was like, you look like you're not healthy, like you need, you know what I mean? I think there is a place that you can come at it from, but not a stranger that you just met at a bar.
And a guy, like, I guess if it was another girlfriend who I was super close with, or someone that I respected their opinion, they knew me and they were like, hey, I noticed that you seemed like unhappy, if it was something like that. Mm-hmm. But if it from a stranger and like someone of the opposite sex, like,
I'm not one to fight, but I literally want to find this guy.
Let's find him.
I would be interested if you found him though.
To hear his side.
Because, look, I'm not saying he did the right thing. I don't know that I think it was a little out of place for him to say it. But I'm wondering if you heard his story, if he had a different perspective that we're not seeing.
I think some guys are just douchebags. This guy's one of those guys.
He's just a jerk.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
Didn't she say he was flirting with her?
Hardcore.
And said she was gorgeous?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think even more so, I think that's why it affected her.
Have you
more.
Ever like put your hair up and someone says to you, oh, you look so pretty with your hair up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you offended if you typically wear your hair down?
I don't think it's the same.
It's not, but I'm just trying to I'm trying to see it from another side.
Yeah.
Because my gut reaction, I think I emailed her back and said, sorry about this guy. And then as we wrote back and forth, I think I wrote, for some reason, I don't think he came from a bad place, even though he's an idiot, was what I wrote.
He's
an idiot, but I don't know that he was coming from a bad place.
It's like his Simon Cowell complex, I think. Like Simon Cowell empowered people to just be brutally honest. And I think he's got that in his head that like, I can evaluate people. Even him telling her she's gorgeous, I don't think comes from a good place. I think it's all from him evaluating other humans to his standard of beauty.
I wonder what he looked like. Like what his, if he was like insecure about something. So he was, I don't know. I don't
like this guy.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Can you believe that?
No, keep it. yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't have that gut feeling about it.
I'd be curious if he, what his story was.
But the question is, how does she get over this? How does she move past it? It clearly rocked her.
The problem is she can't get, like, there's nothing that we can say that is going to help her get through this because she's always going to have that burned in her brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I think F this guy, I think us telling her that is helpful, don't you think? Like, F this guy, who cares what he thinks?
Well, what if she reacts how you did, Mark? I'm not saying she should, but that was an interesting reaction you had.
Yeah, that's how I reacted at 13.
Well, right. And I think that's how a lot of people react.
Yeah.
It would like get in their head and they become obsessive about it.
Yeah, she's
going to
get on the treadmill tomorrow and start like, you know, it's like not
cool.
But
she needs to do it for her, not
that's
for him.
That's exactly, I was like, my only advice would be if you want to take that route or if you want to change things,
right.
Then do it for yourself.
Maybe, yeah, this is the catalyst to make your life change. Come back to that bar in like a couple months and be like,
but if you're
you guys
happy,
you guys couldn't see me, but
she gave the finger.
Yeah, she gave the finger, double finger. But if you are happy and feeling, if you feel confident and felt good before this guy's ignorant comment, then live your life. Mm-hmm. And like,
that's good advice.
Yeah. Like, don't do it because of him. Do it for because you. Of you. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had someone criticize you?
I mean, yeah. That's my social media.
Every day.
And does any of it sting and then you take something from it?
If it's what's actually very interesting, if it's about my character, I like to take something from it because I think that that's something to reflect on. If it's about my physical appearance, then it's kind of like shrug it off, whatever.
Very mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I got a comment. This was right after I was going through my breakup and we were talking about it on the morning show. And I went to a wedding where he was going to be. Mm-hmm. And so on air posted some photo of me at the wedding or whatever. And thank God I get really nice comments on all my Instagram things. But one person commented like, Tanya, you could really use some squats or something about
Ooh.
Something like that. I could use some exercise, whatever. And I still remember it. It was one comment. This was years ago. And I remember seeing it and being like, that's so hurtful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, also, you didn't even know what kind of mental state I was in at mm-hmm. that point. I was like on the deep end. Like, I was not well. And to see something like that, yeah. I was like, how dare you? I just think it's not a place for strangers to say things about anybody's physical appearance.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, somebody you meet at a bar, I don't care what his intentions are. It's rude, it's disrespectful, and it's not cool.
And that is just the world we live in now with social media. Yeah. Everyone's going to have to deal with that at some point. We need to get better at letting it roll off our back.
Well, there's literally no excuse for this guy. Like, if he told me his story, I'd be like, bye.
Except that care. You're doing the same thing. You're judging him for being a jerk
yeah.
based on no information.
I have information. I have an email right here.
Yeah, her perspective... I'm just curious what his story was.
I don't maybe know what they he could had, say that would like change.
Maybe they had a much more in-depth conversation where she started talking about, I don't know what. We only have limited amount of details. So maybe they started talking about things. Like, for example, let's say I'm talking to somebody who hates their job and I just met them and they're saying to me, they hate their job, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, maybe you should find another job. Like, you're not going to come at me because I'm giving
it's
that advice.
Just different. There's yeah. something that's so...
Physical.
Yeah.
Physical appearance is just not cool.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's fair. That's totally
yeah.
fair argument.
Tanya, what other emails did you flag?
Oh, I didn't read it, but I read the first thing that says, I have my own Dez.
Oh, yeah. That's Ashley. She just discovered the podcast a few weeks ago. She's been binge listening every episode. I recently listened to an episode where Becca talked about Dez and how hard it was to like him so much and not have those feelings reciprocated. Well, I have my own Dez in my life. We grew up together. We're best friends all through high school. I liked him and he liked me and everyone knew it, but we never told each other. Then he moved to Georgia for years and we lost contact. He just moved back to my town after being gone for 6 years. He's single. I'm single. We don't talk much, just see each other occasionally. We share a friend group. Everyone that knows us roots for us to be together and says we would be perfect if we would just go on a date already. I want to get to know him again with the intention of pursuing a relationship. Should I ask him on a date or am I holding on to a relationship that missed its chance?
I don't know. It's kind of the same thing as Dez, but I held on for a very long time to Dez. And to this day, I love Dez. He's someone that I care about as a friend because we were friends growing up and our families or whatever. But I held on and spent a lot of lonely, tough nights wanting someone who didn't want me back. And I think sometimes you need to let go of those things so that you don't look back and feel like, not that I... It's hard to say I feel like I wasted my time, but I did let myself hurt and feel a lot yeah. that maybe I could have avoided if I had just accepted what it was.
I think everybody's been in that situation where they have strong feelings for somebody that these feelings aren't reciprocated and it's hurtful and it makes you sad. But I think the longer you harp on it, the worse it makes it. And I think the best thing that you can do is just know that if you guys are meant to be, that like it will come back around and it will find its way. I wouldn't waste any energy.
So don't ask him out.
He knows she's there, right? Like
yeah.
just as much as she knows he's there, he knows she's there.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think
wait.
Wait.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, it's funny, you're saying
go get them.
I'm out with Dean, and our thing is always go for it. Why not? What do you have to lose? Take your shot.
I know.
And you guys are more of the you want to be pursued thing. So I get both sides of it. But my feeling is always, what have you got to lose? The answer is nothing, because he's not even, you barely see him. He's part of your friend group. He's in Georgia for 6 years. It's not like your life would be any worse if you asked him out and he said no and it became uncomfortable. Who cares?
It's so funny because like every time my gut reaction is just like, wait for him to do it. Like, let him, if he wants to pursue you, and then you throw your perspective in there and I'm like, yeah. Do it. What do you have to lose?
It could be a great thing, you two.
I know.
And maybe he's just shy. Maybe he doesn't understand.
Maybe he needs the handkerchief drop.
Exactly. He hears what you're hearing, which is all your friends saying you two would be perfect together. He's aware of that.
Right.
For whatever reason, he's not making the move. But there's a reason. Find out the reason. Go get him.
That reason scares me.
Is you.
Thank you.
Hooba stank.
Yeah, wow. It's been a while since I heard that one. I was going to say something. Oh, I also always just wanted some, you know, like looking back, I wish one of my friends had just been like, Becca.
Shook you and said like.
He's not into you. But instead they'd be like, he's busy. Like, he has so much going on.
It's the movie. Oh.
I know. And I just wanted someone, like, looking back, even in the moment, I think I wanted someone to just be like, he doesn't want you.
Yeah.
Because I knew that deep down. I just, like, couldn't accept it.
I know. Mm. We've all been there. It's okay.
Yeah.
This is from Jay-Z. I don't think it's the actual Jay-Z.
Beyonce's husband listens to the podcast?
I don't think it's Beyonce's husband.
I heard he's a huge Scrubbing In fan.
I think it's a female, in fact. She says, I'm re-listening to all the old podcasts and they're just as funny the second time around. That is so sweet. Have you ever felt lost in life in regards to your career, your job, your dreams? I have a regular 9-to-5, but it's not my dream. I'm not doing anything I love. I think I know what I want to do and I know what I'm interested in and what I love, but it seems impossible to get there. I feel like I need an adult internship that pays. She's 25. Was there ever a point in your careers or your life where knowing what you wanted to do just felt out of reach and too overwhelming to get? And then she said some nice things about my book club that I started on the Facebook group.
Bookmark?
We call it Bookmark. She liked the books that I've recommended so far. So thank you, Jay-Z. But I think this is very relatable especially for 25-year-olds mm-hmm. in America right now. You guys have different paths than a lot of people, though. So what do you think?
But when I was 25, I was working at the chiropractor's office right before I went on The Bachelor and I was very content there. But, you know, I didn't know, like, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life or what do I want to do for the rest of my life? And had someone told me that I would be doing what I'm doing now, I'd been like, that's weird. How? But I remember being in that place mm-hmm. and I was there from like 22 till I went on The Bachelor pretty much.
So 3 or 4 years working at the chiropractor's office.
Yeah. And I was very content. It wasn't something I thought about every day of like, what am I? Cause I loved my boss. I loved my coworker. I was very happy. But I think I remember even before I was working there being like, what am I doing with my life? What am I passionate about? What do I want to do? And I think I struggled a lot because I couldn't really list my passions. Like when people are like, what are you good at? I'm like, I'm good with people. I love kids. But beyond that, I don't really know exactly what I want to do. And so for me, I struggled a lot with being able to name my passion. But if you know what you want to do and have an idea, I think you really need to like be grateful for that direction, because mm-hmm. I almost feel like I didn't have that, and I feel like a lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step, is identifying that passion. That's a very difficult thing for a lot of people. I always knew mine. That was always easy for me, my passion. But now a lot of people I talk to that are young, they have no idea what they want to do. They just go to college because maybe they'll figure it out. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Tanya?
For me, I kind of knew I always wanted to be in the music space. I just didn't know like what area that was. So I actually struggled really hard when I graduated from college because I had like my bachelor's degree and we were actually just talking about this. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find a job to save my life. So like here I am graduating college, like all high on life, puffing my chest out. Like, yeah, I graduated mom and dad. Like I didn't fail out. And I couldn't find a job to save my life. And I could find a job that wasn't in like the realm of what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to do that. So I enrolled in community college so that I could intern back at Valentine in the Morning
mm-hmm.
in this space. And so I got a bunch of internships.
That's a radio show in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So I did radio and then I did MTV, thinking maybe MTV would be my path, maybe written journalism. I always knew music was going to be like my guiding force.
But you said you had to get you had to go back to college so you could get an internship.
Yeah. That's and basically, I had to pay, I think it was like $80 a semester at community college so that I could essentially work 12 hours for free. I was paying $80 a semester so that I could work 12-hour shifts for free.
Because you can't get an internship if you're not a college student.
Exactly.
Wow. So even though you'd already graduated, yep, you had to pick up classes just to justify the internship. So now you're paying to work for free.
Yeah. And I would work. The morning show was from 5 to 10 a.m. So I would do Valentine from 5 to 10. And then I would drive to Santa Monica, work at MTV, did their afternoon shift from 1 to 6. Then I would drive back home to Orange County.
And when were your classes?
I didn't. You don't have to take classes. Like, that was my class. Does that make sense?
Oh,
internship
I see.
Was my class.
Oh, so you're paying. You were paying and I had some, for
like,
the internship.
And I had some like online classes, but I didn't go because like I didn't care. I didn't need like the credits. Right, do you know what I mean? Right, I just needed the certificate that I was enrolled.
Wow.
Isn't that bananas?
Yeah.
It's just.
But what I'm saying is since Jay-Z says she knows what she wants, what she's interested in, I would suggest keeping your 9-to-5 right now so you have a steady income. Finding some sort of enroll it. I don't know where she lives, but enroll in some community college so that you can do an internship for free. I know it sucks because nobody wants to work for free, but it's your way of getting in. Because for me, essentially getting my foot in the door here is what led me to where I am now. And it was like that kind of steady, like, what's it called? Chain
Snowball
of events.
Effect.
Chain of events that happened for me to get here. But I think as long as if you know what you want, get in for an internship, start there. And then I think you'll get to the point where you can quit your 9-to-5 and go fully into this new path.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have to be a student to do an internship?
Yeah, because you have to get college anywhere? Credit. Yeah. Unless they're doing it like bootleg under the rug, and that's sketchy.
Yeah, just hiring people for free, I don't think is legal.
Yeah, that's not legal. To have like
but if it's a paid internship, you don't have to be a student.
Correct.
Okay.
Got it.
That's
I think
confirmed.
Paid. Yeah, paid.
I was an internet radio station that did not care if you were a student or not. And they just had an army of people not, you know, just working for free.
Yeah.
But that being said, I learned everything I know there and it was the most valuable thing I've ever done.
Wow. Yeah.
Because so. I think by interning is when you realize like kind of what you want, what you don't want and all those things. And I think it is you get in there and you meet people.
The foot in the door. Then, we talked about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that is the path of least resistance where you can keep your income and then also follow your passion.
But I really think you should vote, like, you know what you're interested in. I think you should value that because I think a lot of people struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
So many people graduate college and are like, now what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. Sarah is wondering if any of you have stories about when you've tried to flirt with a guy and it's gone horribly wrong because she,
every day of my life,
on Cinco de Mayo, was drunk on margaritas and waved to a guy she used to have a crush on Facebook, which she didn't even realize that was a thing, waving on Facebook, but apparently it's a thing. And she was talking about friends from college, and there's a guy named Alex that she remembered. He was on the hockey team, and he was so cute. And we actually spent the night together. Didn't go all the way, but they had a fun night. And then they moved across the country from each other. So she just randomly waved at him on Facebook. And she didn't realize she had done that until she woke up the next morning, and he had waved back.
Oh, cute.
Well, what is this, she thought to herself. So who knows? Maybe something will come from that. But she's wondering if you guys have any stories, relatable stories, about flirting with somebody, and that did not go well.
I mean... go all day. I think my issue is I'm just terrible at flirting. Like, I think I'm just terrible at it. I'm just going to chalk it up to that. Not good. Not good.
So what, do you have a technique that you use?
I just be me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Here's a good example of what we're talking about. The guy who texted you?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a guy she's being set up with by a matchmaker.
You know this guy.
He's
the
older.
Matchmaker guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's older.
You didn't tell me. Yeah, okay.
And he texted her and said, hey, when can we talk? Can you talk today?
Can we chat?
Can you read the response you gave this guy?
Yeah.
And this is an example of Tanya flirting.
When did this happen?
Poorly.
This was last week. I told you.
You didn't tell me you texted him.
Oh, because I was mad at you. It was the day that you had the bigger, better deal thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Punished.
See what happens?
Punished. And
punished.
I didn't even realize I was being punished till now.
Okay. So he said, like, what's a better day for you to chat today or tomorrow? And so I said, hi, his name. We'll just call him Mr. Hi, Mr.
Good one.
Clever.
I said, my day's been great so far. How about you? I'm a little slammed today, but how about tomorrow afternoon? There's a big Grey's Anatomy episode tonight, so I'm getting together with my girlfriend to watch. Yeah, I still watch that show.
Don, writing that thinking that was good.
Well, it's not good. It's just me. Me.
I love you so much. And I am so supportive. I'm so supportive of you being you. But
it's not great.
It's so many details, like unnecessary details about what you're doing.
I know. And then I was like, that's why I had to throw in that. Yeah, I still watch that show, Hawks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? That was like too many things listed.
And then he said,
he sent a crying emoji. He said, tomorrow afternoon works. Enjoy Grey's Anatomy.
And then
no call
ever again.
Ever again.
So
Tanya,
another one bites the dust.
So couldn't advise me because you were just so upset. You could have been like, I'm upset with you, but
I need
your
help. Yeah. I know. I should have. Can I salvage this at all?
Do you want to? See, you were on the fence to begin with.
Well, look, here's my thing.
I feel like you sabotaged that on purpose.
Maybe.
No.
I think you did.
No, because I was, I had mentally gone to the place of like, I want to see, I want to try it out. Uh-huh. Why not?
He's, the question is, he's 42, Tanya's 30.
Yeah.
He has two kids.
Yes.
The question is that the right fit for Tanya?
Correct.
She's not sure, but now she's saying, you know what, I'm going to be open to the universe, right?
Yeah, well, we talked about it and it was like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
You know, but if she didn't even give it a chance.
We found out because she lost it.
Tanya, I'm watching Grey's with my girlfriend. Yeah, I still watch that show. It's one of the funniest, most like unnecessary details of it. That is so funny.
Could she salvage it? Is there anything at this point?
Hey,
so
Mr.
that was
Cole?
It?
Yeah. I was really busy on Friday, so I didn't realize that he didn't call me until like Saturday. And then I was like, mister?
And now it's Monday afternoon and we have not heard from Mr.
Crickets.
Mr. Crickets. Mr. Crickets. New name.
Oh, Mr. Crickets. I don't know, Tanya. I'm sure there's a way to salvage it.
All right, real quick. Maggie wants to know your four favorite Grey's characters of all time and your least favorite characters of all time. You got to think about it.
Least favorite, Owen.
Oh, wait. Let's think about it and do this.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Framebridge. I actually have, when you first walk into my apartment, there's a huge photo of me and Phoebe, and it's framed from Framebridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah, it's when she was a tiny, sweet little baby. Now she's a nightmare. But I wanted
those teeth are like...
She's bad right now.
Yeah.
I have photos of her everywhere, though. It's so weird. But cute.
Oh, yeah. Happy late Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She didn't get me anything.
Rude.
So, yeah. Framebridge makes it super easy. It's super affordable to custom frame your favorite things from art prints and posters to the photos on your phone.
That's so cool.
It is shocking how expensive it is to frame things.
Oh, it's insane.
That's one of those things that when you become an adult, you don't realize that. And I remember I went, because when I first moved to California, I had like this cool picture of the campus at the University of Wisconsin where I went. And I wanted to get it framed when I went here. So I went into a frame place. And they're like, oh, that'll be $150. I was like, whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can't believe how expensive it is.
Insane.
Seems like a simple thing.
Uh-huh. I actually have a ton of things that I've been saving that I want to get framed, but I'm like, to get all of these things framed would probably cost me $1,000.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Oh. Do tell.
All you have to do, you go to framebridge.com. You upload a photo from your computer or directly from your Instagram feed. That's what I did.
Okay.
It's a photo from my Instagram. Or if you have a physical item like a ticket stub, art print, poster, anything you have, they'll provide secure prepaid packaging so you can mail it in for free for them to frame it.
Hmm.
So you preview your item online once you put it in there in any frame style. So choose your favorite. You can get free recommendations from they have designers that will help you as well. And then the expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item in days, not weeks or months, and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. So they sent me everything ready. I hung it myself, which I'm not handy at all.
No, yeah.
I'm more handy than one
Most,
would think.
Yeah.
But with that stuff, not hanging. But I did it. It was so easy. The best part, instead of spending the hundreds that you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39 and the shipping is free.
Wow. That's big.
That's huge.
That's expensive to ship those framed whatever.
Yeah.
Our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use code Becca. So Framebridge has thousands of 5-star reviews, even offers a happiness guarantee. So if for any reason you aren't 100% satisfied with your order, they'll make it right. But you're going to be happy. It's so cute. It's like the first thing I see every time I walk in the door.
I know. It's so cute. I've seen that before.
Yeah. So get started framing your photos or art today. Go to framebridge.com. Use promo code Becca. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order by using our code. Framebridge.com, promo code Becca. One more time, framebridge.com, promo code Becca.
All right. Here we go. Fave and least fave from Grey's Anatomy. Go. You can go back and forth. You can alternate.
Okay.
So let's start with favorites. Should we start positive or start negative?
Let's start positive.
Okay. Favorite characters of all time on Grey's Anatomy.
Meredith. Derek.
Well, we're gonna alternate so you don't steal all the good ones.
Okay, got it.
So I can't pick Meredith?
Well, I guess you can.
Okay. Meredith.
Okay. Okay, then Becca said Derek.
Mm-hmm. Christina.
Okay.
Christina.
Oh. Double Yang.
Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
Because I only get four.
I'm so torn on my last one.
Any guys make the list?
I'm going to go Karev.
I love Karev.
I'm going Denny.
Danny Duquette. Erica, why are you having an attack back there?
You're forgetting like Izzy and George.
No, I'm not forgetting. I'm so glad they're dead.
Yeah. And you're choosing Arizona?
I just, he's not dead. But
what about Jackson Avery?
Mm.
Sorry, Erica.
Sorry.
All right, Becca's got her. Okay, great. So now least favorite characters of all time on Grey's Anatomy.
You can start.
Tanya.
Mark's creepy face right now is so good. Okay, least favorite has to be Owen.
Owen. Becca.
Owen.
Owen.
Oh, wow.
Man, yeah. Number one on both.
My number two is Maggie.
Okay.
Oh, dang. Yours too. Wait, I got to think of another one, at least for this one. I'm going to go, Eliza.
Eliza.
Scott Foley's wife.
Wow.
Who was a turd.
Who did I not like? The girl that got electrocuted. Heather?
Reed.
Oh, Reed. Oh.
Dr. Reed.
Wait, no. No, Mousy or whatever. That was her name.
I can't even know her name. She doesn't even deserve a spot in this.
I know.
She was Napoleon like, Dynamite,
she's
right? Wasn't that actress?
Okay, she's
pick someone else.
I'm going to go with Amelia.
Yeah, well, so this is why we're having problems with the current cast. Because your three are all currently on the show.
There's not anybody from like the beginning days that I would like not enjoyed, that I didn't enjoy.
Okay, let's make it interesting then. From the beginning days, who would you knock off?
I didn't like Callie in the beginning.
Hmm.
I didn't like her until she was at Arizona.
But you liked her till the end. I know. But you liked her by the time she left.
First three seasons. Callie gone.
Okay.
I think I'm hitting George.
Really?
Throwing him into the bus. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Erica.
I know. I like George.
Erica,
I am with you.
I was watching old episodes and I'm like, he's kind of like squirmy. Like, not squirmy how we say squirm, but like something just like.
Do you know who I didn't like? Erica Hahn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh my
that's
gosh, that's
one.
So good.
Yeah, season two.
Get rid of Erica.
Okay. Erica, we'll add that to your list. And there we go. We have a complete list.
Yeah. That was a fun game.
Thank you very much, Maggie, of all people, for sending that in. I want to do some shout outs before we call it a podcast. I asked again, what do you guys do while you're scrubbing in? So right now, as they're listening to this podcast right now, Vidya Nagabhushana.
Hmm.
She's on the train right now on the way to her job at an eye doctor in New York City.
Love it.
Isn't that great? Rebecca Nesbitt is grading papers in her planning period right now in Lake Murray Shores, South Carolina.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Awesome.
Her planning period. We have teachers listening to our show. Ashley Charbonneau just dropped her daughter off at school and is driving around Eagle Mountain, Utah aimlessly just to finish the podcast.
I love
that. She just keeps driving it's over.
This one girl that I met over the weekend, she says that she saves some of the podcasts to binge listen because of our
cliffhangers.
And I was like, are you on the right podcast? She's like, yeah. And I was like, what cliffhanger? She's like, well, this last one you said something about some. I was like, I think it was the Juliana Rancic thing. Remember last one?
Oh, yeah. That didn't go anywhere, did it?
No. Well, I DM'd her, but she hasn't DM'd me back.
That's been like 2 weeks.
It's been 1 week.
Okay.
She just had the Met Gala. She's very busy.
We keep making those excuses for people. Megan Hansen is on her way home from work in Clarkston, Michigan. She listened to the first half on her way in the morning, and now she's listening to this part on her way home.
Oh.
Brittany Kane is laying in her bubble bath right now, pruning up like crazy, listening to our show. Taylor Parsons is pushing her daughter in the stroller right now. Her daughter harmonizes with Tanya and Becca every time they give the promo code Becca.
So cute.
Tierney Van Meter is working out right now in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
How is it working out to a podcast? Let us know.
That's an interesting question. I couldn't do that, I don't think.
I just like going on walks, I thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, really?
Walks are different, I think. Probably.
I could listen to a podcast while walking. I don't think I could while working out.
Yeah.
I need my eyes to do something. I can't just stare at a wall the whole time, you know? But go get it, Tierney. Kayla Williams is babysitting right now at Auburn Hills, Michigan. The kids are asleep, and that's her chance to listen to the podcast when they sleep. Danielle Torres Rhodes is shelving books at the Nashville Public Library right now as she's listening to Scrubbing In with Becca and Tanya. And Nikki Johnson is literally scrubbed in.
Wow.
She's a pharmacy tech in Florence, Alabama, and is refilling the Pyxis machines. Pyxis?
What is that?
That's in the operating room. That's all the medications used in operations. She restocks that machine. And that's her job. So she has to scrub it because she's in the operating room.
Well, that's a lot of
pressure. So she has to be totally sanitized.
Wow. Wait, is North Alabama? I think my brother went to college in Florence, Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
How is he doing?
Well, what college did he go to?
He went to North Alabama.
Well, let's see where that is. And is he still available? Because a lot of podcast listeners are curious.
He is. He lives in Midland, Texas. So
the University of Northern Alabama is in Florence, Alabama. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Shout out to Nikki Johnson.
I've been thinking about Chris lately.
Oh, yeah? Just like, what about
thinking thoughts?
Oh. What kind?
Are you just gonna leave it at that?
Yeah.
Dirty thoughts.
Oh my, goodness
my god!
Gracious.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm so uncomfortable. What the heck?
This is still your punishment, I think.
I'm like already so thrown off by these vitamins that I like can't even go into you having dirty thoughts about my brother.
He's hot. Have you seen him?
I think maybe at one point. I don't know.
He's a looker.
I can't back you up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like you saying, oh, he's hot. Like, is it being like, duh, doesn't help me because it's my brother.
Right.
I don't get to be like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's cute. I think he's so handsome. I'm proud that.
Would he ever live in LA? Never.
I don't think so.
Would you be okay? I think we've asked this before, but would you be okay with Tanya dating your brother?
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
It would be so, like, iconic if I ended up marrying your brother.
Iconic, she says. Iconic. The word iconic has been thrown.
Isn't that iconic? Epic? Is that the word I was looking for?
Would that be too much, Tanya, if she was now your sister-in-law and she was at every family occasion?
No, I mean, that would be fine, but I'm thinking more of like if they're in an argument, the number of texts and calls and FaceTimes I would get. I mean, he probably would, but I'm thinking about you. She'd be like, why aren't you answering?
Is it over there? The thing you got in the mail last week?
Oh my gosh. How did we forget?
Get that out because we don't want to not do that. By the way, happy birthday to Riley Hill in the Scrubbin' In group.
Oh,
she wanted to shout out Riley.
Happy birthday.
This came, listeners took up a
GoFundMe.
Oh my gosh.
This was a GoFundMe.
It was an actual GoFundMe.
Because I was missing you, and now I'll never have to miss you again.
It's a Becca Tilly.
I'm fully holding a Limerita.
Cardboard cutout.
Yeah. So just pop it right out.
Is that?
And it's life-size.
Like,
can you stand up next to it?
I've
it's like
never
pretty
seen
life-size.
That.
It's pretty life-size. Can you stand up next to it?
Yep.
Is it actually life-size? Wow, it is.
You guys.
Look at that.
This is everything.
Tanya, what will you do with that?
You know, TBD. TBD on what I do with my life-size Becca, but I'll tell you that I appreciate it.
They chose such a good photo. It could have gone really bad.
Yeah. No, it's such a pretty photo of you.
So shout out to Natalie Cherry, who got the ball rolling on this thing. She found the prices and figured it out, and I guess she put up the GoFundMe. And everybody gave in $5 or whatever, and there it is.
There she is.
Now, if Becca wants to go to Celine Dion Night at the Piano Bar.
Yep.
Tanya can still watch Grays with Becca.
We should name her. Pekka.
It's Pekka?
Fake Becca.
It's, but it's Becca. Me.
Why did I say P?
So, my gosh.
Fake Becca.
We're
Pekka.
Falling apart.
I think okay. Fecca is funny.
Fecca.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fake Becca.
I mean, am I hanging out with Becca tonight or Fecca?
Erica, we're all losing it right now. Mm-hmm. It's actually really cute, super fun. When she sent it to me last week, I was like, wow, we have the best listeners ever.
Ever.
Thank you to everyone for listening. It's time that we have to say goodbye, unfortunately. Lauren, I just wanted to say thank you for talking to us and telling us a story about your new job. Good luck on your job as a flight attendant. We're so happy for you. And thank you to the other Lauren who made
it
happen.
Yeah.
And mom, her mom. Hubble, Framebridge, BioClarity, all of our sponsors, thank you so much for being on our podcast. We love y'all.
I'm going to go hang out with Fecca.
Keep emailing. She's holding, taking selfies right now. Keep emailing us. The email is scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. We love to hear from y'all so much. Keep talking on the Facebook group, enjoying each other, encouraging each other.
Yeah.
Are all of us going to Taylor Swift this weekend?
No, I don't. I don't know how to make it happen.
Becca?
I have to go. I like have to go.
Tanya, you're going.
Beata.
Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm going Saturday with my girls. Their first ever concert is Taylor Swift at the Rose Bowl.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll find a way. I'm confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We'll talk to you about that next week.
I think there's other things we needed to talk about too, but I guess we'll have to table that.
Yeah, that'll be the cliffhanger.
This is the cliffhanger.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about them next week. Important things.
I'm going to try and get my guy back.
Which one?
You're going to salvage that?
Mr. Cricket.
Mr. Cricket.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to talk about that before you send anything else.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much for listening.
I just don't want to go. What else can we talk about?
Time
next week?
Of death.
I'm going to try and get Juliana Rancic
1428.
No!
I love that I'm holding it.
Watermelon. No. It's a really pretty picture of you, though.
I don't even know where that's from.